Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Project Mars, a technical tale by Wernher von Braun, is a landmark work that blends visionary storytelling with engineering-driven speculation about humanity's first expedition to the Red Planet. Written by one of the most influential rocket engineers of the 20th century, the book frames a crewed Mars mission not as fantasy, but as a structured program shaped by vehicles, staging, navigation, operations, and the practical limits of propulsion and life support. Rather than focusing on interpersonal drama, it uses a narrative scaffold to walk readers through how a large-scale interplanetary campaign might be organized, from launch windows and transfer trajectories to surface exploration goals and the logistics of returning safely. The result sits at the crossroads of popular science and early mission architecture, revealing how technical assumptions, political organization, and risk management combine into a coherent plan. For readers interested in space history and systems thinking, it offers a rare window into how a pioneering engineer translated bold ambition into step-by-step feasibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mission architecture as a systems engineering problem. A central value of the book is how it treats a Mars expedition as an integrated system instead of a single heroic flight. The narrative structure is used to illustrate interdependencies. Launch vehicles drive payload limits shape spacecraft design dictates operations, and operations determine crew workload and risk. Von Braun's approach emphasizes assembling a mission architecture from distinct elements such as propulsion stages, crew habitats, cargo carriers, and landing systems, showing why architecture decisions are often more consequential than any one component technology. Readers see how planning must account for staging, mass budgeting, redundancy, and the sequencing of events, because a failure in one link can unravel the entire campaign. The book also highlights the difference between a one-off stunt and a repeatable program, implying the need for standardized vehicles, predictable procedures, and a stable production pipeline. Even when modern engineering assumptions differ, the system's mindset remains highly relevant. Treat Mars as a campaign with multiple phases and multiple vehicles, plan margins explicitly, and design operations around what people and machines can realistically do over months of travel and weeks of surface work. Secondly, interplanetary trajectories, timing, and the reality of distance. The tale underscores that going to Mars is largely a problem of celestial mechanics and timing rather than simple straight-line travel. The mission depends on launch windows that open and close due to planetary alignment, and the journey duration shapes everything from food and water needs to radiation exposure and crew psychology. By foregrounding transfer trajectories and the need to synchronize departures and returns, the book helps readers understand why Mars plans often feel constrained and why delays can be so costly. It also frames navigation and course correction as operational necessities, not optional sophistication, since small errors compound across millions of kilometers. Another takeaway is how trajectory choices interact with propulsion limits. Faster transfers generally require more energy, while lower energy paths increase time and life support demands. This trade space forces mission designers to negotiate among competing constraints rather than chase a single best solution. For a general audience, the narrative makes abstract orbital concepts concrete by tying them to decisions leaders must make, such as when to launch, how many vehicles to send, and how to ensure a credible path home if something changes en route. Thirdly, spacecraft design priorities, habitability, reliability, and redundancy, Project Mars, uses its technical storytelling to elevate design concerns that extend beyond propulsion. The crew must live and work inside a machine for an extended period, and that machine must tolerate failures. The book's perspective emphasizes reliability and redundancy as first-class requirements, since rescue is difficult and resupply is slow. Habitability is treated as practical engineering, volume, layout, waste management, and the routine of daily work all influence mission success. The narrative also implies a maintenance culture, where the crew and onboard systems are expected to monitor, diagnose, and repair issues over time. This focus is valuable because it mirrors the reality of long-duration spaceflight, where small malfunctions can escalate and where human performance depends on stable conditions. It also highlights the need for clear procedures, training, and division of responsibilities, not just advanced hardware. Even if some hardware concepts reflect the era in which von Braun wrote, the priorities remain consistent with modern thinking, design for fault tolerance, manage consumables carefully, reduce operational complexity where possible, and treat the crew as an integral part of the system rather than passive passengers. Fourthly, Mars landing and surface operations as logistical challenges. A crewed Mars mission does not end at arrival. It becomes a demanding surface campaign shaped by gravity, terrain, dust, temperature extremes, and limited local resources. The book presents landing and surface operations as problems of logistics and planning, where the ability to deliver equipment safely and to sustain a crew matters as much as making orbit. It highlights the need for careful site selection, pre-planned exploration objectives, and robust surface mobility so that scientific goals are achievable within time and energy constraints. Surface operations also require an operational rhythm, communication schedules, maintenance cycles, safety protocols, and contingency planning for storms or equipment failures. A key lesson is that the landing system, surface habitats, and exploration tools must be designed together, because each imposes requirements on mass, power, and crew time. The narrative approach encourages readers to think beyond a single dramatic touchdown and toward a sustained period of productive work. It also suggests that mission success is measured by what can be accomplished safely on the ground, and by whether the crew can reliably transition from surface mode back to ascent and rendezvous for the journey home. Lastly, program management, political will, and the scale of human spaceflight. Another important thread is the implicit argument that Mars is not merely an engineering challenge, but a program management challenge requiring coordination, funding stability, and institutional discipline. By depicting a structured expedition with many moving parts, the book makes clear that large missions demand a governance model: who makes decisions, how priorities are set, how safety is enforced, and how timelines and budgets are protected from disruption. It also points to the necessity of political will and public support, because multi-vehicle architectures and long development cycles do not survive without sustained commitment. The story functions as a thought experiment about national or international mobilization, illustrating how planning, testing, and incremental capability building are prerequisites to bold exploration. This perspective helps readers understand why ambitious space proposals often hinge on organizational factors, such as procurement, workforce development, and risk tolerance. It also invites comparisons to later programs that balanced innovation with reliability through rigorous qualification testing and operational rehearsal. The enduring insight is that reaching Mars is as much about designing institutions and processes as it is about designing rockets, and that long-term success depends on managing complexity with clear accountability and repeatable methods. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who enjoy space history, astronautics, and big-picture engineering, including students, engineers, mission planning enthusiasts, and science-minded general readers who want a structured view of what a Mars expedition entails. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening systems thinking. You see how complex goals are achieved by breaking them into phases, defining constraints, building redundancies, and aligning people, tools, and timelines. Those habits translate well to project management, technical careers, and any domain where reliability and planning matter. Compared with many modern Mars books that focus mainly on recent technologies or speculative near-future startups, Project Mars stands out for its architectural clarity and its program-level perspective. Von Braun's emphasis on organization, operational realism, and integrated design provides a foundational mental model that remains useful even when specific numbers or hardware assumptions change. It is worth buying because it is not just a story about going to Mars, but a blueprint, like way of thinking about how large exploration efforts are assembled, justified, and executed, making it a distinctive complement to contemporary titles. If you would like to support Wernher von Braun, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.